Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. It is the Bat Tuesday. We play jams from our sister station, The Bat. KD loves it. Using some KD karaoke going on. You can cyberstalk him at KevinDunn01. I'm at Rod Babies in the Twitterverse. And my man BK is at Brad Kellner in the Twitterverse. What you? I know you got something to say about this jam. What is it? Go ahead.
I'm into it.
You don't seem like you are.
No, I am.
Usually I'm dancing over there.
You know what movie this is, obviously.
Top Gun. Yeah.
Right. No. Unnecessary volleyball scene in there.
The Trey Ellings of the world loved it.
I was just about to say, none of my girlfriends think it was unnecessary, including Trey. But I got to give Ricky Brennis some love. We love Ricky.
Head of the Silver Spurs.
Ricky's a good dude. He backed me up on Beverly Hills Cop. So I think he's seen it recently, and it does... Stand the test of time. He was like, look, that's legit. That's a legit movie.
Okay. All right. I trust my man, Ricky Brennis. If he says it stands the test of time, I'll trust him.
Okay.
That's two people I'm cool with.
Okay.
I'm
about to say.
I'll trust y'all's
opinion.
You're
at two now.
All right, then. You got to watch it, BK.
I'm still at one. I trust Ricky.
I knew you were there.
Yeah. Is Beverly Hills Cop better than Top Gun?
Yes.
Because I think Top Gun is extremely overrated.
Yeah, no,
Top Gun is overrated. Okay. Top Gun is definitely overrated.
And definitely stands the test of time more than Top Gun does.
Yes, totally agree. Top Gun is cheesy.
It's
very cheesy once you get past, I don't know, that era. And that's now we make fun of it for its cheesiness.
Right.
Now it's kind of become a pop culture icon because it's really cheesy. And we appreciate how cheesy it is. You know what I mean? With Iceman and Maverick.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Yeah, it's really cheesy. Something else that's cheesy, real quick. I know we got to get into something here. ERCOT. ERCOT has issued a conservation request to the citizens of Texas. And everybody, I'm sure, at this point knows who ERCOT is and hates them. Something also that's bipartisan. We can all appreciate
the hatred we
all have for ERCOT, Republican or Democrat. But I thought this was interesting. Their conservation tips. They are recommending that Texans... put their thermostat to 78 degrees or higher.
While you're at home.
While you're at home.
Because they add to that when you're gone.
Yeah. They say, yeah, exactly.
I do. If I'm gone, I'll jack it up. I've got no animals in there. I can come back and lower that thing.
So we're in triple digits here. We're in, 100 degree temperature here in Texas. It's hot. They say, ERCOT claims that the projections said the hottest temperatures of the summer were supposed to come in like a month. Like the triple digits supposed to come in a month. And I'm like, I don't know how long they've been living in Texas. Mid-June, the triple digits always come. I used to have two-a-days
and
training camps and all that kind of stuff. OTAs around this time. Anyway, but 78 degrees. The conversation I want to have real quick, though, is about, because every household is so different and it changes based on who you live with and your situation, circumstance. What are your thermostat rules of the house? Meaning when you go to sleep, is there a different temperature? When you're just hanging out in the house, different temperature. And when you leave, you just turn it out. When you leave, it's a different temperature. I actually, now people think I'm crazy, but it's just, I don't know, maybe in our house we're just different. We have the air usually just hanging out in the house at 74.
Okay.
Just when we're just kicking it in the house, just like I'm doing prep.
Some people may think that's low or high.
Some people think that's like, oh man, that's hot. I'll be sweating. Yeah, sweating you know what in a house that was 74. When I go to sleep, I put it at 69. PK would appreciate
that. Come on now.
Yeah. So,
nice.
And those usually are the house rules. If we leave the house, we'll probably put it at 77.
Do you ever talk to your woman as you're going to bed and like 69?
I set the AC.
She wanted 70.
And I'm like, well, we got to go to 69.
At that point,
exactly.
You have to.
That's what I said.
Now, is it 69?
And whose thumb are we talking about?
Huh? Who's what?
Thumb.
Okay.
Now, is it 69 on the nights?
To change the thermostat? Yes.
Yes.
Mine.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. I figured you'd switch it up, because I switch it up based on if I have a lady at the place.
See, I have lived with a lady, so it's different for me.
When I have a lady at the place, there's things happening.
Okay, so...
It'll be 69 if that's the case.
With a lady at the house?
Yeah.
Is that symbolic or is that actual functional?
Both.
Both. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think everything through here.
I got you.
But no, I switch it up. Like, I'm 73, 74 during the day when I'm just chilling at my place. But when I go to work, I set it at 80.
Okay.
I crank it up a decent amount. Yeah.
There you go.
One of the reasons I haven't
moved. That's conservation mode. Good for you.
I'm an ERCOT guy.
Okay.
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
I'm going to be the guy
That backs
with the
up
take
ERCOT?
That ERCOT is awesome.
You know what?
Wow.
And I'll be off the air in like a week.
Dude, you're going
to
be hated.
You didn't need to dump what I said. Dump that.
Yeah.
Dump it.
Yeah, you could have.
I'm backing him.
You'd be less hated if you like sided with Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
Like,
you'd be less hated if you said, I'm against NIL.
Yeah, exactly. You would. You'd be less hated. Come on, man. That's not a, don't take the ERCOT.
I'm pro ERCOT. That's a dirty word.
Starting now.
These days.
If I could buy my place, I would. I love my place, and the reason I have one of the reasons I haven't moved, there are a couple reasons, is that I'm lucky with the way it's situated.
You gotta
that
stays cool.
Oh, yeah. It is. People will come in.
I've
like,
had places like that.
They've walked in. They're like, this is like a grocery store in here, and I'll have it set at 74, 75, so I can actually elevate it a little bit because of my fastball and get away with it.
Yeah.
But also the older I get, I realize I don't like it as cool, artificially cool, as I used to.
Me neither.
So
I'm not one of
this type of weather, I have noticed I'll jack it down a little bit. But honestly, when I'm hanging out in there, I keep it anywhere from 75 to 77.
Yeah.
When I leave, yeah. I'll either turn it off, or if it's like this, I'll put it up to 79 or 80. Now, when I sleep, it's down at least at 72, maybe goes down to 71.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't gone down to 69 yet.
No, I was just curious because everybody's really particular.
And every place
about
is
the thermostat.
Different.
Yeah, every place. You're right.
So I've lived in places where I got to put it at 67
because the air, whatever, it doesn't flow as well. Right.
There's not
good airflow, or it maybe
a lot of carpet
in your house.
They say
it affects that too. Yeah, I'm with you. And some people, like, we have a couple of old appliances in our house, and that affects it. Like you got an old oven, they cook differently, as you know. So. Yeah, all those kind of things. All right, ERCOT.
I like
know,
that.
Yeah.
F you, ERCOT.
Yeah, don't send that email again. And by the way, too soon.
I know.
If you were going to get away with this maybe in two or three summers and it wouldn't be so fresh on our mind just how much we got screwed in the fact that you tried to, and the prices after that.
Yeah,
where they came into
it. We didn't get
a
discount after that.
No, we didn't.
We didn't get a discount for not having energy for a while.
They get a bad rap.
No, they don't.
They get a bad rap.
No, they
I'm
don't.
Back in ERCOT now.
Don't
stop.
It's a new take.
Backing ERCOT?
Yeah.
That is, I gotta tell you, nobody has that take. No. You and Ted Cruz.
It's an awful take.
I'm going Skip Bayless here.
I don't even think
Does
Ted
Cruz have that take?
I don't think Ted Cruz supports ERCOT.
I like being unique.
You are definitely unique in that one. I think Governor Abbott's actually come out against ERCOT. Nobody likes ERCOT.
I live in Austin, man.
Well,
trying to keep Austin weird.
Well, hey.
Nobody likes the NCAA. Nobody likes ERCOT. They're in the same realm.
Yeah. Stop telling me you don't like it if you've got a hand in this and get it fixed.
Well, yeah.
Period.
It's just unfortunate that, during the 100-year snowstorm, winter storm that we had, they said the grid couldn't handle it because it was unexpected, because it was a once-in-100-year predicament. And I think once everybody got over the anger and made sure their lives weren't in danger, that they could understand those circumstances.
This is not once-in-100 years.
Bang, bing, bing, bing.
This is 8 times a year.
This is Texas.
Yes.
And they're saying now the heat is taxing the grid too much. Yeah. And you told us that you prepared for the heat, but you don't prepare for the cold. Now you're not preparing for the heat either.
It's not even 100 degrees yet either. Like we're still in the 90s right now.
Come on, man.
Like it's taking longer than it normally does to get hot here because of all the rain that we've had.
Yeah
you got a break. Yeah. You got a break with like 2 weeks of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I told y'all too during that. I said, hey, in a couple weeks, maybe a month,
you're right.
We're going to be at least missing the temperature. Not the rain, but the temperature.
Of course you miss the temperature. I don't miss the rain. I won't miss
Would
that
Would you trade
rain
the
ever.
Two?
No.
Okay.
Give me the sun and this heat. Now, I miss the dry heat. I'm tired of the humidity, which came with the rain.
It did.
Yeah.
Like, we're living in Houston right now.
And the mosquitoes came with all
and
that,
mosquitoes
too.
Mosquitoes,
like
too. So
amalgamation.
That I don't want, but I'll take triple digits over just rain 24/7, which it was doing here for a couple of weeks.
That is true.
It's going to be hot tomorrow, but get out to the dish.
Get out to the dish?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
That's right.
Texas baseball send-off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Free admission.
Free parking.
Free parking.
That's rare in Austin.
Yes.
You never get free parking.
Both
anywhere.
Of those things are rare in Austin. The first 500
We
fans.
Should still park for free. Libertarian take of the day. It's ridiculous.
I agree with you
on
that.
Well, I do park for free. I just don't pay. I leave my hazards on, and if you have your hazards on, they can't tow you.
I don't think it works that way.
No, those are the rules. You can park anywhere you want as long as your
really?
Hazards are
you
on.
You might be right about that. Everybody respects hazards.
Yeah.
You pull up anywhere, it's
hazards
anywhere like,
you want the hazards
must have been
on?
An emergency.
You're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Slap one of those baby on boards.
Where's
with
the car
hazards?
Seat, man?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Take the car seat inside.
She's
know?
In the trunk.
I wouldn't go with that one. Yeah, 1 o'clock tomorrow, the Texas baseball send-off at the Dish, the home plate entrance at UFCU Dish Falk Field. Texas Cheer and Palm will be there. Smokey the Cannon will be there. And admission is free for all Longhorn fans. And the first 500 fans will receive a limited edition College World Series poster. Also, fans attending the send-off will get free cookies from Tiff's Treats.
Shout out.
Tiff's running the show.
Places. I had Tiff's Treats this weekend. So damn good.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It is, man. They put crack in those things.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal. So, guys, we now know who Texas will play in its opening game at the College World Series. We found that out last night, a little bit after we got off the air. The Longhorns will take on 7-seed Mississippi State Sunday night, 6 o'clock, a game you can, of course, hear right here on the Horn. But Mississippi State, KD, they held off your Fighting Irish. A valiant comeback attempt by your Irish last night, but they came up short, and Mississippi State moves on. They will take on Texas. Of course, Texas opened its season with Mississippi State back in Arlington in February. That did not go well for the Longhorns. The Longhorns looking for some revenge this Sunday against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, frustrating for Notre Dame fans last night because they don't have any much history at all in baseball. And so when you get a chance, you want to take advantage of it. But the cleaner team won, the better team won. So I'll give Mississippi State credit, give Notre Dame a lot of credit to lose that thing 9-8 in the first one, win 9-1, and then to actually come back in that thing. Man, Nico Cavadas, I told you guys how big of a power hitter he was. How about that ball that's still traveling that he hit to right? That was a bomb.
It's a big boy.
Big boy. And he had a shot there late, BK, that he gets up there and you're thinking, okay, is he going to, that would have tied it, right?
Or brought him within one.
That would have been a three-run shot, yeah.
Yeah, and he grounded into a double play to end the game, and that was it. Thoughts on the matchup, though, with Mississippi State? We'll obviously preview that throughout the course of the week. The game's not till Sunday, but now that you know the opponent for Texas, are you confident despite what we saw inside the Gilf?
Yeah, no, I'm confident. I'm really confident, too. If you look at their team ERA, it's 4.05. I talked about it yesterday. Some of their starters, they've been good. I mean, they'll probably go with Bednar, who's excellent. The thing that worries me about Texas and will be my worry until they win this whole thing, and I've said it all year, is when they get really high velo, will that elite pitching be too much for their bats? Because we have seen them when they've struck out this year, including going back to that opening weekend, and I understand this is a completely different team. How will the bats do against elite pitching? And they're probably going to see that early on, but overall, Texas has a better pitching staff. Mississippi State will go yard on you. They've got some power. They've got some speed. This is going to be a hell of a matchup, man. I like it. Texas is better defensively. I'm stuck on that, although the Bulldogs made some pretty good plays last night.
We'll see what happens Sunday, 6 o'clock, right here on the Horn. Of course, we'll preview Texas, Mississippi State, and the rest of the College World Series throughout the remainder of the week on the show. Guys, Major League Baseball cracking down on foreign substance abusers. They were expected to announce. I don't know if they officially announced, but Jeff Passan put out a story late last night saying Major League Baseball will start suspending players that it catches with any foreign substance for 10 days with pay to try to curtail the widespread use of grip enhancers by pitchers across the league.
With pay, though.
With pay bits, interesting.
They had to do that because otherwise the Players Association would lose their freaking minds.
Right.
They know that they don't have enough leverage and power or a good relationship enough with the Players Association to force that.
So Players Association is cool with cheating? Is that what they're trying to say here?
They just
I'm with you, but like that's a weird hill to die on.
It
right?
is.
Like this to me seems like the time where the MLB owners can actually take advantage of the players.
Right.
And you they're could. Not.
No.
Hell, if I want 10 days off, if I'm struggling, I want a paid vacation, I'm going to use Spider Tack and get suspended for 10 days with pay.
Yeah.
You don't get much vacation time during a baseball season. I'm using it.
It's more the scarlet letter that would go with it, and they're hoping that that'll be enough of a deterrent. The shaming of it. But BK brings up a good point. Look, baseball's been dealing with that my whole life, which is why they've had more strikes than any other sport. And it's also why if you are in the major leagues for 60 days, Rod, what do you and your family have for the rest of your life?
Healthcare for life.
That Full is leverage. Life. That is a vice grip on some balls.
Yeah, you can't even. You can't even
whether get, you use Spider Tack or not.
Yeah, you
a
can't even
grip.
Get that in the most dangerous sport,
right?
And the most lucrative one, which is the NFL.
Yeah, the most popular.
The most popular. All those kind of things. But to BK's point, I thought it was a very eloquent one. You talk about how sports they really don't care about cheating. They just care about the perception of cheating in their sport. I always say, because I'm obsessed with bank robberies, you guys know that. You know, bank robberies, the reason people rob banks, they believe that the reward outweighs the risk for those idiots. You know, they believe that whatever cash they're going to get during that bank robbery, it outweighs the risk of going to jail.
It doesn't, kiddos.
And it doesn't. It's stupid.
Go Ocean's 11 if you're going to do it.
It doesn't. Exactly. If you're going to do it, go big, all right? But I always say that in sports, kind of reminds me of bank robberies. They always say that, you know, robbing a bank is one of those things where it's about risk and reward. Same thing as cheating in sports. It's about risk and reward. And two, a lot of baseball players, whether you were talking about PEDs, whether you went back even further than that and talking about other means of cheating, the reward for cheating outweighed the risk. Because for PEDs, right, forever, they weren't really enforcing any rules. They didn't have any rules against it. With the technological advancements, right, and when they were talking about technological espionage with the Astros and the Red Sox and all that kind of stuff, people were arguing they didn't come down hard enough on the Astros because you wanted to deter that behavior and make the risk outweigh the reward.
But the reason they didn't name names as much as they would have was also being scared of the Players Association.
Yeah, the Players Association were like, well, you're not going to really come down on us. Like, we're not going to allow you to do that. And you had to give them immunity.
Right.
They wouldn't even talk to the investigators unless they were granted immunity, which they were granted immunity. So, yeah, I mean, BK, you're right. The risk right now should outweigh the reward. And right now it doesn't. You can still cheat and just get 10 days off paid unless the shame of it all is what they're asking as a deterrent or what they're looking for.
Now, I will say this. Apparently the memo is out. And part of the memo says that teams cannot replace suspended players.
Okay.
So it's going to hurt your team. Yeah.
If you're selfish and you want 10 days paid vacation, there you go. But you're hampering your team, and obviously you have to deal with the court of public opinion as well. KD?
Yeah.
A guy who does very well in the court of public opinion is one Dr. Brent Brotzman.
Not much of a risk and tons of reward for Dr. Brotzman. He's dealt with pitchers, dealt with athletes, former Division I team physician, really specializes in ankles, knees, and feet, and he's been a hit. He's been a home run for all of our Horn listeners. Appreciate everyone who's gone to see him, and I've gotten 100% approval. People have emailed me and got in touch with me and just said, Kevin, this guy is awesome. He is. He's got a great bedside manner. There's a lot of different things they can do in that world. Now, that world has completely changed in the last 10 to 15 years, and he's up to date on it. Wrote the only orthopedic book to originate out of Austin, but I'm talking stem cell shots, PRP shots. Athletes like Rod have been doing this for a long time, using it, and making sure they get back on the field or the court a little bit quicker. It's open to the public now. You just need someone who knows what they're doing, and he is definitely that guy. 512-977-0000. It's 512-977-0000, or get online, BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
So there's the memo for Major League Baseball. Once again, it is out, and guys, the expectation is that June 21st is the date where MLB will start strictly enforcing these rules. So the players have 6 days, but you're already seeing pitchers across the league trying to unlearn what they've learned and trying to relearn how to pitch without spider tack or any sort of grip enhancer.
And as I talked about in One and Done, the Bob Nightingale story, look, spin rates from Trevor Bauer, Gerrit Cole, some of the best pitchers out there, Kenley Jansen, who's having a little bit of a rejuvenation type year, that's really gone down, which is going to make hitting easier. The walks have actually gone down a little bit, and the hit batsmen have actually stayed the same at about 1.2%. So it's going to help out the offense, and once baseball sees that, it's not the cheating they care about, it's the scoring they care about, and they're going to take that. The three outcomes was getting old for a lot of people: home run, strikeout, or walk. This will change that a little bit. You're going to get more balls in play.
I wonder if, because baseball is always trying to level the playing field, which they should be trying to do, there has been talk of Major League Baseball changing the ball again, this time actually on the record, to benefit the pitchers, to give them more grip. Grip is the big complaint, that they just want more control, and it's not really to get to actually give them an advantage, which you've already broken down, it is to give them an advantage, then they should actually change the baseball to help them get a little bit more grip.
Yeah.
Because they've changed the ball up, allegedly, like 3 or 4 times in the last 10 years or so.
I know coaches that have split them open.
Yeah. No, they've done scientific studies of them and the way they constructed and said, no, they've changed the ball several times.
It's such a weird crossroads Major League Baseball is at, because they want to increase scoring, but they also want to speed up the game.
I know,
and baseball is like the only popular sport without a clock.
Right.
So you can increase scoring without increasing game length in other sports. You can't really do that in baseball. So they've got to make decisions to try to do both of those things, and not always easy. But they've also done a poor job to this point.
Yeah, and they haven't been honest. So it makes people question, just like people question the NBA and the officials. Well, we've got documentation and history on that.
We've got reason to. It's the Triple Option with RBKD. We'll take your thoughts. The Specs text line 337-3776. Also hit us up on Twitch. You can find the Twitch link to watch the show on hornfm.com. We've got the BK Lounge coming up. It's Tuesday, which means it's time for another round of Hypothetical Tuesday, and it's coming your way after this.
Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here.
Oh, the band is out on the field!
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw!
Auburn's going to win the football game! Auburn's going to win the football game!
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it! In 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal!
Oh, wow! In your life have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge. June 15th, 20 and 21 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn and Rod Babers, I am BK Brad Kellner in this edition. Of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. Gentlemen, before we get to Hypothetical Tuesday, I do have a question, and I mean this in all sincerity.
Okay.
And it might bother some people, and it might offend some people, and I promise I don't mean it to be offensive.
Do you sincerely mean all sincerity?
No.
Always.
It's like saying I'm not a racist, but.
Right, but.
You're about to say something racist.
But. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's not the segue I needed considering what I'm about to ask.
Great.
So this Saturday is June 19th.
Oh, no.
Which, of course, is Juneteenth.
Yep. Oh, no. And my sister's birthday.
Happy birthday to your sister on June 19th.
It's a special birthday.
I'll give her a call. We go way back. It'd be weird if I did that.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be weird.
That's even weirder that you said that.
She's getting older.
Well, today is June 15th. Could today technically qualify as a Juneteenth?
A Juneteenth.
It is a Juneteenth.
Okay.
But not
but like, I can't call this Juneteenth.
No.
No.
Nobody okay. would
I mean, I know it's not Juneteenth, Juneteenth. I know the history of Juneteenth.
Of course you do.
I'll be...
You got people in Galveston.
I'll be there this weekend
for Juneteenth. Exactly. You'll be like,
I'll be there. I totally respect the history there, but I'm just wondering, like, can this qualify as Juneteenth?
No.
June 15th.
Even it's 16th and 17th? It's not the Juneteenth,
even
it's a Juneteenth.
June 18th can't.
Nope.
June 18th special day.
Your birthday?
Yeah. So...
But your sister and your birthday are back-to-back days?
And 9 years apart.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So they weren't consistent, but it was about that.
That's wow.
There's definitely a timing thing in there.
Interesting. I see what you're saying.
Okay.
It's clever.
Just a random thought.
It is. No, it can't be.
Okay.
You don't want to get canceled.
I don't want to get canceled. Yeah. That's why I asked y'all. I should have asked y'all off the air instead of on like national radio. Local radio.
Close.
You're pretty transparent,
though.
I got
a lot of listeners.
Yeah, the people want to hear this kind of conversation.
Yeah, and that actually did seem sincere.
It wasn't. It did seem sincere.
You could see right through me. I'm transparent. I appreciate that. I think that's what that means, right? Mm. Anyways.
It wasn't disrespectful.
Isn't that translucent?
Yeah. Ah, shoot.
What?
Isn't right that when you can see... See through
but you can't even read. He meant transparent as in being open.
I know. Yes. I know. Which we'll take. If he gives us a dose, we'll take.
I'm not sure what's happening anymore.
Microdosing on BK's honesty.
Yeah.
Didn't Trey do a pot on that?
Nice turn. I like that.
Well done there, sir. Well, it's Tuesday. It's a little after 6:30, which means it's time for...
It's Tuesday somewhere. So you know what that means. It's...
Hypothetical.
Go Tuesday.
Thank you, LeBron. Appreciate that. That was high editing quality that went into that one all the time. All right, if you're new to this bit, it's pretty simple. I ask my two co-hosts hypothetical questions, or would you rather questions, because I want to learn a little bit more about these guys, you know? I don't know if I could trust them just yet. We've only been doing a show together for like 16 months.
So yeah.
The trust hasn't quite been built.
Okay.
The chemistry's not where I want it to be.
Can always get better, man.
Pretty easy round of hypothetical Tuesday questions today, gentlemen. Okay. I think I know y'all's answer to this one already, but it could inspire some good conversation. You've won 10 years of free unlimited services, and you can pick between these three services. You get a masseuse, you get a chauffeur, or you get a top chef.
Oh.
Which one are you choosing?
Masseuse, top chef, or chauffeur.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. That's, those are all
taking.
Really good.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to put a Deshaun Watson joke
easy.
In there. It
too
was too
easy.
Easy. Low-hanging
exactly.
fruit.
Yeah, you know what? And I pulled it. I grabbed it.
I disagree with you. I don't think Deshaun Watson would choose the masseuse because that's only one. And I feel like
he
likes variety.
So a chef, if he had one,
ones. Yeah. Now, the air humper is not limited to just one person.
Yeah,
okay?
It's been 22 different women that have alleged.
Yeah.
So, he likes
so I don't think one masseuse would be enough.
Valid.
Because he could use the Texans team masseuse whenever he wants, and that's clearly not enough for him.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'd go with the...
So it's masseuse, a top chef, and what?
Chauffeur.
Those are all really, really good. I'm going to say...
You guys may be surprised with my answer.
I'm going masseuse.
So you think I'm going to say top chef, right?
Yeah, I thought both of y'all would say top chef.
And I'm thinking about it. But
I want somebody to rub me down every day.
But what do I like to do? What is one of my hobbies that I'm pretty good at? I'm not a top chef, but I can cook.
Yeah, you can cook.
And,
exactly.
And I like cooking.
And it's one of the things
It's
that
one of the things
enjoy.
I like doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I do rub myself down, so I don't want to get around that fact.
So congratulations on all the sex.
Yeah, and been doing that for a little while. But there's certain spots that I can't hit, and I love getting a deep tissue massage. It's not even, it's not sexual. There's pain involved, but the release
is amazing.
Is awesome after. You feel different. I'm going to go with the masseuse.
How about that? Both of y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I haven't been
Chef's
rubbed
course.
Down with the strong hands of a stranger in over a year.
Mm.
And I crave it right now.
That's hot.
Strong man hands.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it could be a woman too, okay. But I just need strong hands. Because deep tissue, you can't get deep tissue with weak hands.
No.
You got to have strong hands.
And you can't do it yourself.
And you can't do it yourself.
And if you've got a chair, I've got a chair, and we've got a chair here, and I've got different toys to play with. This just doesn't sound good.
You need to lay down there.
You got to lay down, and they got to dig into you.
Digging elbows and knuckles. That's what I want.
Is it still called a deep tissue massage, or is it deep Kleenex massage now?
It's deep tissue still.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Because
Kleenex has taken the monotony. All right, that's good.
Changes.
Well done.
I'm not
there,
even
going
to entertain it.
No, you're not.
He's done. I thought it was great.
He doesn't like
it a lot.
The low-hanging
fruit. That's funny,
fruit.
Guys.
It's funnier than my low-hanging fruit that I hit.
There you go.
Yeah. No,
if you have to tell someone your joke is funny, that's usually a bad
sign,
right?
What's the first fruit you would pick when you're picking fruit, Rod?
The lowest hanging fruit.
Right.
Well,
and then you're going to climb up there.
That's true. I don't pick a lot of fruit, but you're right.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm going chauffeur, by the way.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I drink a lot, and I like to go various places when I drink, and Ubers are expensive as hell.
That's true.
And they've gotten more expensive since the pandy, too.
I've noticed that.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they are price gouging the hell out of us right now. Uber and Lyft, so nobody's safe.
Lyft.
That's how it's spelled, isn't it?
Yeah, that one was bad.
Well, don't get mad at me. Get mad at them for misspelling their own company's name.
Okay.
Your chauffeur thing is good, though, in a city like Austin because there's no freaking parking anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you're not drinking, you can't even go downtown and go hang out and have brunch because there's no damn parking anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's no public transport. So in New York, I would say, no.
Yeah, got the subway.
Take subway, cab, something.
Yeah, I'm not a huge massage guy. I just don't get them very often.
So. You're not old yet, though. Your body doesn't randomly hurt on a Tuesday.
Yep.
That's fair.
That's what happens when you get 40-something.
And
I like massages at a young age, though.
Is that right?
I did, too. Well, I did, too.
I think at 17, I got one for my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where?
Instagram.
It was in Chinatown.
Papa Dunn
trying
to turn you
off,
man.
New York.
Papa Dunn. Papa Dunn's like, I want you to.
This is what we did on the south side of Chicago.
And it was you and Bob Kraft hanging out.
Oh, God.
Top Chef would be great, but I like fast food too much. I still want to eat that all the time. All right, how about this? This might be, all right, we'll go with the dirty one. We'll go with a slightly sexual one. So if you want to earmuffs for the kids in the car, here's your warning.
Responsible.
Would you rather sneeze every time you orgasm?
Mm-hmm.
Or orgasm every time you sneeze?
So sneeze.
You guys have heard me sneeze. I think I'm already on this list.
He sneezes like seven times in a row, though. You have this.
It's orgasmic. When it, like five or six.
So could you imagine having five or six of those within like a 10-second span?
Oh, man.
Would you want that or would you want the opposite?
Hold up. I gotta wrap my brain.
I know. So every
sneeze,
time.
Every time you climax or climax every time you sneeze.
Yep. But well said.
Well, I live in Austin, so people have allergies. You know, sneeze, yeah. Maybe sneeze more than you have sex. So I'm just trying to figure out how much pleasure. I want more pleasure.
Right.
So.
But also, you're in public when you sneeze, and people are going to see.
I can handle myself. I mean, I'm not going to, I can handle myself. Okay. I can, just not lose it there.
Right.
weaken the knees a little, but I'll be okay.
Now, are we
see
talking,
the O face.
Hold on. Are we talking about the feeling, or is there actually,
okay.
is there right. cleanup involved?
Okay.
Look, he asked the question. I want to give a real answer here.
Does it impact your answer?
Yes, it does.
With sneezing, there is cleanup involved. With sneezing.
Yeah, but
yeah.
That's a more understandable cleanup in public.
I'm just saying. Ugh. Either way.
If there's no cleanup, then I'll obviously just take the sneezing.
Okay. But if there is?
Then I'll go the other way around.
And you can just tell people that you don't want to tell people that you peed yourself.
Because it's kind of confusing. You're choosing to sneeze every time you climax?
I'm choosing to climax every time I sneeze.
That's what I was going to choose.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to go.
Okay. But if there is a cleanup involved, you're switching your answer.
Yes.
Okay. You just don't want to tell people that you like urinated yourself,
right? Yeah.
Well, would you tell people you had a condition?
It's also how many times I sneeze.
Yeah.
So if I sneeze six times, like you guys see,
you do sneeze a lot,
and I sneeze a lot, especially when my allergies are kicked up.
You're gonna pass out.
And
end up fainting here.
And that'll be.
Yeah. Wouldn't yeah.
I'd have an extra pair of shorts and jeans with me at all times.
Mm. Wear adult diapers, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Your sneezing fits.
Not yet. What about you, BK?
I think I'm going to sneeze every time I climax.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it'd make for an interesting post-conversation.
Was this on that game you played with your sister?
You're going to lose chicks because of that.
Nah, I don't think so.
It's weird.
Yeah, just a random sneeze.
You're
nothing
sneezing
personal.
While you're climaxing. You're going to sneeze on her.
It's just one sneeze.
At least she'd know.
Yeah. That's true.
You couldn't fake it? I guess you could fake a sneeze.
Yeah.
Oh,
you could fake a sneeze.
Yeah, to get out of it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You faked? Yeah, I faked.
Yeah,
I just want to go to bed.
Yeah. Oh, you Meryl Streep?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
So there you go. There is another round of hypothetical.
Always a pleasure.
Did you get that one on the game
no.
with your sister? Because
no.
that would have been weird to talk.
That would have been
yeah,
weird.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that was some hard-hitting internet research.
Wow.
By yours truly.
Yeah, your Google searches are probably.
While I was sneezing and doing other things.
That's exactly.
As always, the internet's undefeated.
His Google searches are scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to delete my history.
You should,
way more than
in case
I
something happens to you. And, yeah, and your family won't be.
I'm not worried
disturbed.
About the family. I'm worried about
work.
Yeah.
Well, just nobody's gonna see your searches except your mom. If something happens to you, your mom and your sisters will see it. That you don't want if you're searching for some really
talk about everything on the air anyway. So they already know what it is. Oh man,
you're googling autoerotic asphyxiation. You don't want to see that.
Show prep.
Maybe that's how you went.
Show prep.
That'd be even
oh,
worse.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're going to break. There's Hypothetical Tuesday on the BK Lounge on the Triple Option with RBKD. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll tell you what's on tap next.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash?
Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really
man,
good.
That's good. That is...
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. Before we get out of here, we got to let you know what's on tap. If you miss any part of the show, go to hornfm.com and you can catch up with any of the shows that you may have missed on the podcast page there. We'll let you know what's on tap. But we got, is this breaking news or just what's in the grapevine? Is this official? Is this official? Or are we just... allegedly official.
It's on the internet, so it has to be official.
It's got to be true if it's on the internet.
It's undefeated.
Them's the rules.
Well, it's coming from the guy himself, Trey Mitchell, who is one of, if not the best, remaining college basketball players in the transfer portal has taken to Twitter to announce his commitment to Texas.
Nice.
Straight up.
His
I like
tweet.
That.
What's that thing y'all say? Hook 'em. Austin, you ready? Question mark. And that tweet was accompanied by a edited picture of Trey Mitchell in a Texas basketball uniform, also sitting on top of a rim. So it has to be edited, right? I don't think he got up on the rim to take the picture. If so, that's impressive athleticism
from
the young
man.
Those
are some
ups. But Trey Mitchell, an unbelievably talented big. You
getting the GOAT?
The GOAT?
Matty GOAT?
The GOAT.
Earl?
Earl the Pearl.
Jump up and give you change on top of the back.
Got it. Yeah, it took me way too long to figure that out.
You're a basketball nerd.
That's on me.
Yeah, you know that.
Well, you said, you said the GOAT.
Well, he played in the park. He wasn't official. Like, we're talking about Rucker Park in New York City.
It's not my GOAT take.
You never played in college or...
No.
Right?
No, I don't think so.
No. He's just really known for street ball.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Caught me off guard because I feel like a couple of weeks ago, KD said that we use GOAT too much, and then he's using GOAT for...
This was before GOAT was around.
Okay.
This was before GOAT was around.
Interesting.
But this is huge, right?
This is huge, yeah. Trey Mitchell, 6'9", 240. Played a couple of years of college ball at UMass, so obviously he'll be taking a big step up in terms of competition. But as a freshman 2 years ago, he averaged 18 points and 7 rebounds a game. Last year as a sophomore, he averaged 19 points and 7 rebounds a game and shot 52% from the floor. This guy's legit, man.
Yeah.
He really is. He's a back-to-the-basket, more of an old-school, traditional type of big. But if Jericho Sims does leave, and I think the assumption has been for a while that he's going to leave, and I think this probably seals that Jericho Sims is not coming back, this is about as good as you could do in terms of replacing him with a talented plug-and-play starting type of big. So this is a huge, huge get for Texas. And Chris Beard just continues to absolutely destroy the transfer portal, guys.
This is awesome, the way he's built this so quickly. It makes you feel even better about... My biggest question about coaching in college basketball now is you can turn it around quickly, but you can lose it quickly. So how can you year in and year out rebuild the roster? And if this is what things... what it's going to look like for years to come, then I'm pretty damn excited about it.
It's pretty amazing to... have a roster that's already as talented or more talented than the one that Shaka had that we were saying prior to Shaka's last season was his most experienced and his most talented group.
Yeah.
And now
and they were a 3 seed.
And they were. I mean, that team was a talented team and they underachieved, of course. But now Chris Beard comes in, BK, and now he's already upgraded the roster before he's even coached his first game.
It's incredible.
That is incredible.
BK, give me the starting five right now because I'm having a tough time just keeping all this stuff together.
Oh, man. It's probably going to be Devin Askew as your point guard.
Right.
Be my guess. Timmy Allen would be a part of that. Okay. I would think Trey Mitchell would be a part of that as well. I would think Andrew Jones is a part of that as well. And
you can throw in a couple, the top six.
You've got a Courtney Ramey you could still work with. You've got a Christian Bishop, the transfer from Creighton, who's a part of things as well, more of a front court guy. Brock Cunningham, still part of this team from last year. Jace Febris coming off the bench as a sharpshooter.
Did you mention the local kid from Vanderbilt?
Dylan Dassault. That's the guy I should have mentioned first.
Okay.
He's probably a starter. That's likely your starting five right there. But the point is Texas is
deep. A lot of talent.
Yeah. You just, Texas is really, really deep. And you're going to have 9 to 10 guys that you feel really, really good about being on the floor at any time. So this is awesome.
Yeah.
We've all been excited about Texas basketball since the Chris Beard news dropped. But seemingly by the week, we're getting more and more reason to be excited about the future of that program. Yeah.
Soccer matters. No crap. That's coming up. No, it's no duh. Oh, you get that thing wrong.
The soccer
duh
podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be up.
We're recording that tonight, so it'll be up later tonight.
Longhorn Blitz podcast.
That's coming up next. We get into the blue chip ratio and bust rates and NFL hits.
Talking
rates.
Bust. Beautiful.
Yeah, we're talking about bust, baby.
All right.
Double D's.
Should be fun. Cubs lead the Mets 2-0. Got to make sure I get that in because that's what's on tap for me.
Okay.
And what's also on tap, Bucks, Nets. Guys, this series has changed quickly. We'll talk a lot about it tomorrow because injuries have played a huge part. We'll see if KD can do his part and carry them. That'll do it for us. For Rod, for BK, I'm Kevin. Y'all have a great night. Peace.